Anthony Mattison, former University of Alabama player, NFL guy. Anthony Mattison joins us via the telephone. Anthony, welcome back to Tuscaloosa. I hope you're doing well, sir.
I'm doing well, man. Thanks.
Now, are you a steak guy?
I am a steak guy.
medium well? What type?
Medium well, man. I love medium well. I love T-bone steak.
T-bone. Okay,
yes,
so
you're
a T-bone guy. You're a T-bone guy. Anthony, let's get a summer update. What's Anthony Mattison up to on a long June day?
Oh, my gosh. Man, I've been all over the place. Had a few visits to teams. Been in it, visiting teams. Had some time to just kind of vacation.
Tell you what, Anthony. Let me put him on hold there for just a second, Alan. Let's go back and we'll see, because I was catching about every third word. I don't know if that's probably our end. Let me try that again, Anthony. Are you with me there?
Yes. It's pretty bad. The connection's pretty bad.
No. There. I don't know what you did. Just stay right there, Anthony. You sound like you're sitting in the studio with me. So that was good.
Okay. Right here.
Yeah, just lean to the left, lean to the right. hey, listen, one more time. What's Anthony Mattison up to on a June day?
Right now, I've been taking a couple visits to a few teams, and outside of that, I've had a chance to go see family back in Thomasville. I've been preparing for my camp, which is in June 30th. I'm looking forward to that. It's the third annual Anthony Mattison camp, so I'm looking forward to that. And just relaxing, just enjoying this downtime.
Well, I mean, as an NFL player, and, you know, that's something that I may throw you part of the conversation. We've had, I think you're the eighth NFL player that we've had on a row here in Tuscaloosa. And a lot of you guys that are former Bama players, but we've had some others. But, you know, and I'll throw that question to you is, you look at the physical requirements of playing in the National Football League and this 16-game schedule, that's if you don't make any playoff games. And, you know, we've been debating it here in Tuscaloosa. You know, playoffs have been a big talk in college football. And we've been trying to say, well, maybe you're forgetting about the student-athlete that's required to do a lot more than just play football. And I know that takes up the majority of your time. But we're talking about playoffs, and we're talking about playoff scenarios that could extend the college football season out there with you NFL guys.
Yeah, that's it's a high demand. It definitely takes a spot. And you only mentioned 16 games. We haven't even talked about preseason. 3 to 4 preseason games every year. And if you're a guy that's trying to get the roster, you spend 4 of those games. So technically, you look at 4 preseason, and you look at another 16 games, and then a team like Pittsburgh or a team that's going to the playoffs, another 2-3 games possible. So that's what, 20, 22, 23 games a season?
Yeah, right, absolutely.
So, it definitely takes a toll. So that's why it's important for the whole season to just get in the best you can be in and then give yourself a chance to get through the year.
Anthony, one thing, and listen, I know – maybe you're in Tuscaloosa, you can swing by in a couple of weeks, and maybe we can chat, and we can sit down and we'll take some phone calls. Anthony Mattison, one of the good guys in the business. I remember working with you at the University of Alabama. You helped me out so much in my early interviewing skills, and took me under your wing, and I always appreciate that. Anthony, let's talk about the camp, and in case the cell phone doesn't hold up, that's the most important thing, because we want to talk about the impact that you're making on Thomasville, Alabama. Those folks really, and I don't know what word I can look up to or what word I can use to describe this, but Anthony Mattison is a big-time celebrity in Thomasville, Alabama, because I stopped there on the way to the beach, and I see a lot of jerseys hanging in different restaurants and a lot of folks. I was told that there was an Anthony Mattison Day, too. Is that right? I mean, is that a true statement?
Yeah, I had a day for me a few years ago after the Super Bowl, and this was cool, man. The thing I'm not missing from their support. Now, they've always supported me. Even back in my years, I was just in Alabama, I haven't been missing anything in the department of support, so they're good for that.
Anthony, let's get the complete details, and then we're going to let you go, my friend. You've always been a big asset to our program, whether it's the day before the Super Bowl or, you know, the week of, and you make it time for us, and we no doubt appreciate that. Anthony, let's talk about the details of your camp there in Thomasville. One more time, June the 30th. Give some more information on how folks can get in touch.
Basically, what we're doing is the Anthony Madison Camp. It's Camp Attitude. It's the third annual, and we're gonna have around 5 to 6 guys to come in, and you know, this camp is mainly just to motivate the kids within the city or within the surrounding area to just you know, education, you know, hard work, you know, environment, all those things we want to teach during the camp, and obviously football skills is one of them. You register at Thomasville Cafeteria at 8 o'clock in the morning.
So you just show up, right?
I mean, you show up and register. We also have some, you can register. We have some few things throughout the local papers in the Thomasville area and whatnot, where you can also get forms and register as well. But if you just show up at 8 o'clock at the Thomasville High School Cafeteria, you can register at that time. So it's exciting, man. We're looking forward to it.
Anthony, always a pleasure to talk to you. And listen, do me a favor. When you're in Tuscaloosa, we've got to find a way to get you in studio because, you know, when your NFL days are done, and I know that, you know, the NFL is one of those careers that, you know, you play for 7 to 10 years, and then at some point you got to hang up the cleats. Maybe we could find a radio gig for you. That or a coaching job. Which one would you prefer? I mean, would it be coaching or would it be, you know, like hanging out with us radio guys?
You know what? I could do either or. If I'm talking sports or talking whatever, man, it's always been something up my alley. But I'm actually, you know, we'll talk about this when I get in town. But, yeah, I'm actually starting to think about second career opportunities. And my goal is to play maybe one more year and then start shutting it down. And I'll tell you more about that when I come in.
Okay. Anthony Madison, I appreciate you spending some time with me. The highlight of it is Thomasville, Alabama is going to be having an Anthony Madison camp, and Anthony's going to be doing a camp there at the Thomasville High School. You show up at the cafeteria, you show up with your cleats, you're ready to practice. As he mentioned, there's a couple of Alabama guys, 6 players, just coming together and teaching those young men not just football skills but life skills. Anthony, thanks for spending some time with me here on a Friday night. We'll talk soon, my friend.
I appreciate it, Ron. You take care. Be blessed, man.